Go from a fan of the show to star of the show. Send us your opinions now, and they could be discussed live on today's show. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show, a football Friday on episode number 225 of Canada's Morning Talk Show. We are on the air with a football Friday, and oh, man. Are you sure we're on the air? Are we ready to be on the air? The place is falling apart. How are you, dupes?
I have to apologize. And this is honest to God, the truth.
For what?
I left my homework at home. My list of the fast food joints. I wrote it all out, and I honestly left my homework at home.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. We did a show last night, and I'll be talking about it. I'll be sprinkling in on Football Friday some of the talk of last night's mental health town hall that we did right here. We did it in the big studio, and you weren't here, of course, because you're not part of that, but everybody else is. So we moved from the big studio to the small studio, and I don't have my headphones, and mic flash is dropping everywhere, and we weren't ready, I guess.
Well.
What the heck?
That's okay.
But that's okay. Hey, come on in, man. It's not. It ain't CNN. Thank you, Ryan. Everybody wants to be perfect around here. We got to where we are by not being perfect, right?
Perfect. You say it about junior hockey. Perfectly imperfect.
That's us.
That's us.
There's a certain charm to that, I think.
Yes, I think so.
Anyways, I haven't got around to sharing the show yet on Facebook. So, folks, would you please share the show on Facebook? Go to the bottom of the screen and hit share to all your friends. If you love what we do here every day in the Rod Peterson Show, coming to you from the bunker in Western Canada. Now I can hear myself. I'm happy.
Yes.
We're good to go.
Oh, yeah.
So I got a lot of, it's a football Friday, and my quick six show topics are all football. So get ready for that. Because we did a lot of hockey yesterday. It's all football today. And John Frenzy's joining us coming up in hour one, block two, as they say, in the show business realm. Gord Randall will be with us from Crown Countdown U. That's TSN's university football show. He is a football coach from BC. Looking forward to having Gord on to talk about the CFL draft last night. Tony Washington, Montreal Alouettes left tackle and player rep, will be with us. Tony Washington, looking forward to that. And Nolan McMillan, offensive lineman of the Ottawa Redblacks. He was very opinionated on Twitter this week. And of course, Clark sniffed a good guest there, given his opinion. So Nolan McMillan's going to join us to talk about his career, CFL in Ottawa, and a whole lot of other things, CFL marketing, and a recap on the draft last night. Are you ready to roll?
Oh, yeah.
Quick six show topics here in the rollout for Flooring Superstore. And I might add, Trent from Flooring Superstore was at our house yesterday afternoon. Did I tell you this?
You said it was happening.
Yeah, so he comes to the house. He beat me to the house. So my wife told me that after Trent walks in, looks around the house and goes, "Where's the studio?" They didn't tell you that, did I?
No.
I told Paul last night. And Paul laughed. It does kind of look like a basement, but it's not. We're on the top floor of a North Regina building. Yeah. Used to be in a field, but not anymore.
We call it the bunker. It's kind of like the penthouse, I guess. It's
well, yeah. It was in a field, but everything's built up around it. So, yeah. Anyways, we got the new flooring coming.
Yeah.
It's a long story. Thanks for not asking. Quick six show topics. One, CFL draft takeaways. A plethora of things. A kettle of fish of things to talk about with last night's CFL 2020 draft. It was an exciting night.
Yeah.
Point two, was there a draft winner? Are we willing today to discuss who won the draft? Of course we will. Nobody will be right, but we'll be giving opinions.
Yes.
Point three, the Riders draft, what they did last night and your thoughts on that, because we are emanating from Saskatchewan, and I think 83% of our viewers do come from the rectangle. So the Riders will be the prime focus of that talk. Point four, CFL federal aid story. It's not going away. I said to you guys in the morning meeting, what's you guys' circle of friends like? Because mine and family too, everybody talking about it. I got my family saying to me, just stay away from it because it's such a hot button topic and people are polarized on it. And I said, oh yeah, I've built my career on not taking a side. I'll be fine. I'm okay if people are upset at me. I can handle it. Point five, I was told there will be a statement from Canada West today. Not necessarily just on football, maybe the entire athletic conference. I was told that. I'm not sure it's true. But I just said to the guy that told me that, who, by the way, is a Rams alum. I said, I hope it's good news. You know, the president of the SJHL, the commissioner of the Western League, Western Hockey League, both came on here and said they expect their season to start on time in September. Here's hoping Canada West is going to say the same thing.
I hope so.
It could also very easily be subject to change, too. Like everything. And point six, NFL notes, not much is changing in the league, but there are three people that are really being talked about a lot right now. Andy Dalton, Aaron Rodgers, and Cam Newton. So we'll get into all of that. So while I share this, CFL draft takeaways, your thoughts on not only who got whom, the excitement, the TSN broadcast coverage, because that's been heavily debated in my world.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, of course, we want the coverage to always be better, and that could have been the case for sure. But the draft, it's funny. The first thing is all the Canada West talent that got selected. I mean, congratulations to all of them. I think there was 5 Huskies, 4 Thunderbirds, 1 Dino, 1 Bear, 1 Ram. And
sounds like the Minot Zoo.
And one bison. Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead, Ryan, go. Go.
Just do it quick.
You guys want to be all fancy schmancy. That's our technical producer, Ryan, who got me my headset.
But no, it was great. And Matlin Ryle, from the University of Saskatchewan, the offensive lineman going in the first round, that was great. So like that.
Riley Matlin.
Matlin Riley.
Yeah, I said it backwards.
Yeah, that's okay. So that was good. BC's got, in my mind, I mean, BC comes away as a winner, moving up and getting what they deem, and I think some people deem the best player in the draft in Jordan Williams, the linebacker out of East Carolina. I mean, you get the best player in the draft. And I mean, that's to be determined, but that instantly makes you one of the winners of the draft. And then the Riders taking the shot on Neville Gallimore in the last round with their last pick. He might be the best all-around player in the draft. And if he comes to the CFL eventually, the Riders will be winners in the draft, in my mind. But that's not going to happen right away. So it's kind of my initial takeaways.
So thanks for that. I've shared it on all my channels and groups. So thank you. And again, I'll ask you folks, if you're watching and you enjoy the show, please hit share at the bottom of the screen to get it to all your Facebook friends. It would certainly help us out a lot. I'm with you. So here's the thing. I'm what Paul is calling PSPN, Paul Sports Network. And that's fine. I'm locked outside yesterday. So I'm like, how am I going to watch the draft? Streaming. So I clicked my TSN Go app. Boom. And I'm in.
Yeah.
And I liked the way they opened it up. I liked the comment from Randy Ambrosi. People are talking about the production value of it. Well, it's really no different than what we're watching on ESPN's Get Up and First Take and all those shows. It's everybody's from home and different. So it wasn't what we're used to, but it was as good as it could be. Did you see Farhan Lalji's tweet of his home studio that he set up?
Yeah.
Everybody's making do.
Yeah.
You know? And interesting, by the way, didn't hear any grumbling from general managers from neither the CFL nor the NFL that the drafts weren't pushed back. You knew they wanted to push them back.
Yeah.
But you know, folks, hopefully you're learning a few things along the way from this show, and that is that football operations guys don't usually get their way. They will make a big stink, make their thoughts known, but at the end of the day, the business guys usually win.
Yeah.
Draft is staying where it is. Now, it's different than the NHL. That's a whole other kettle of fish, too, by the way.
Yeah.
How do we have a draft when we don't know what the draft order is because the season never ended? Far different story. Topic for another day. So, draft winner, will I be nailed to the cross if I say the BC Lions? I'm with you. From a pure excitement point.
Forgot they got Nathan Rourke, too.
That's why.
Okay. So, I didn't even mention that.
So they trade up to the number one pick, which is exciting. And again, Farhan just seemed to be completely knocked off his keister because he was the moderator of the draft, Farhan Lalji, last night on TSN. And if this was the NFL or the NHL, you'd have had the commissioner standing at the podium saying, "We have a trade." Which is exciting.
Yeah.
But I mean, Farhan just got buzzed in his ear, which, by the way, come on, CFL, help out your broadcast partner. If you knew you were going to make the trade, prep Farhan so he knows. It just seemed like it was dropped right in his lap like a hot potato as soon as he went on the air.
Yeah.
That's what it seemed like. And I feel bad for him for that. Because he's a pro, he handled it very well. So they got the number one overall pick, a guy that's pro ready, and dang, he should be because he's 27 years old, Jordan Williams, who was on this show. With our various guests on the program today, I want to ask them this. Why is it in football, if you're out of football for a year or two, it's not a big deal? Which, incidentally, I think it's not a big deal. But if it's a hockey player and he's out of hockey for a year or two, the scouts and the coaches are going, what the hell's wrong with him?
Yeah.
Was he in jail?
Right.
Personal problems?
I know.
It's just the difference. I know the answer. I'd love to know yours.
It's crazy. I mean, but hockey's so strict by the age. Like, it's just bing, bing, bing. You get drafted at this age. You get drafted to the NHL. But, you know, Bantam draft is an age. The NHL is an age. You know, we know what year they come in. It's all done by, you know, when you're in junior hockey, you know, you're 17-year-olds, you're 18-year-olds. You're not, it's all by age. Football's not really like that. It's not about the age of the players. And I don't know. I don't know why that is.
Well, it's not only about the age. It's about... In hockey, there's always a league to play in at various levels, from the NHL to the AHL to the East Coast League to the WHL to the SJHL to the Junior B, Junior C. If you're not playing hockey, there's a problem.
Yeah.
In football, there's thousands upon thousands of available players, but not that many leagues. So to see a guy that hasn't played for a year or two is not a red flag to anybody.
Yeah.
But it's a red flag in hockey. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. If you can't find a team in hockey, what's wrong? If you can't find a team in football, right, there's just no teams.
Yes.
I get it.
Jeff, the Stamps fan, writes in, says, Stamps absolutely made a great trade. Not a memorable one, but a very smart one. This is where sports loses me. I mean, if there was a body going from the BC Lions to the Calgary Stampeders for the number one overall pick, I'd be far more interested. I understand there's a reason between you flipping third and first and 12th and 15th. I just don't get it. It's why I've never been a general manager. Don't want to be a general manager. I'd rather sit here and talk about it. You guys go do that. It wasn't sexy or exciting. And was it a win of a trade? We don't know. This is what I do know. 100% of teams walk away from the draft table thinking they won. 100% of them. Whoever walks away going, dang,
yeah,
we blew that one. I've never known one.
Right.
And it takes 2 or 3 years before you find out.
Yeah. Yeah, we won't know. And then even then, when it happens, you'll forget about the draft.
Right.
Oh, they were drafted and they won the draft because of this. You'll just think, oh, man, what a great player. When a guy comes onto the spotlight, we seldom look back to the draft as to where he got picked and when he got picked. The teams will know, though, if they've had a good year or a bad year.
I've got a lot of reaction, I guess. Prairie Mobile text line is open, 306-840-8777. That's 840-8777. Prairie Mobile, your authorized SaaS Mobility dealer. Brady in Saskatoon says, hey, Rod, what do you think of the Riders drafting Gallimore? I think if he ever does come to the CFL, that was a great pick. Gallimore is a beast. Probably won't ever get to the CFL, sadly. Yeah, he's talking about Neville Gallimore, eighth-round pick of the Riders, their last pick, who was picked by the Dallas Cowboys in the NFL draft on the weekend out of Oklahoma. Defensive tackle, they just say he's an absolute bitch as a player.
Oh, yeah.
But there was a time we've discussed this the past couple of weeks. And that is, those Canadian players used to always come back. And there's a couple reasons why they don't. But you look at David Onyemata now with the Saints out of the Manitoba Bisons. Riders took a flyer on him in the fourth round a couple of years ago. Murph and Jones did. They're not seeing him again. And I think one of the biggest reasons for that now is the money is so good. And
even
football,
if you're not playing.
Even if you're not. You know, Brett Jones is making $1 million a year and doesn't play a lot with the Vikings. They make so much money in a short amount of time, they don't really need to come back and play football unless you just absolutely just can't live without football. But for the linemen, a lot of times it's the linemen. Look at Ben Heenan, came back from the Indy Colts, never put on a helmet again, and he's fine. He's farming, and he's just as happy doing that.
Yep.
So with Gallimore, I think why not? There was nobody left on their board, obviously. It's a flyer. Jeremy O'Day said that after the draft. So I think it's a good pick, but I don't think we're going to see him either. Chase Claypool didn't even get drafted.
That's what they think.
Which Craig Smith nailed everything, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah.
Our director of scouting. Michael in New Orleans is watching. He says, I'd rather play for the Riders than the Cowgirls. Okay. We'll get to a comment here from Trent in Norway in a second. To the Riders draft, by the way, Two O linemen, one wide receiver, one linebacker, one D line, one running back, one DB. Covered it all. Yeah. A very well-balanced draft. I got to think that they're happy with it. Last year was a grand slam for the Riders in the draft. There's no doubt Jeremy O'Day's first. This was just a nice ground rule double. At the very least, got on base. Seems fairly safe. They didn't have a lot of needs. I got to think they're happy with their draft.
And they took the shot with Gallimore at the end. I mean, you take care of your needs, and then at the end, you take a shot. And that's what was the philosophy of the famous scout in Detroit with the Red Wings, and how he got Datsyuk and Zetterberg, way deep in the draft. At that point, you're not drafting, role play. He said you can find role players all the time on the free agent wire. I can find a third line center. I can find a fourth line, role player in the free agent wire. That's gonna happen. But that's where you go for skill and you shoot for the fence in those later rounds. And that's what the Riders did with that last pick. They're swinging for the fence. They're not looking for somebody to plug and play in the eighth round. They're looking for somebody who could be a home run. And if Gallimore doesn't work out in Dallas, now the Riders look really good. If he does pan out in Dallas and they never see him, it's an eighth round pick. Probably not seeing that guy anyway. So I like it.
I love all the comments that are coming in from fans from all across the CFL. The Stamps fans are happy with their draft. The Lions fans are happy with their draft. Riders fans are happy with their draft. That's the way it should be. But everybody's happy with their draft in the 24 hours and, dare I say, 2 to 3, 4 months after the draft. Yeah. Until the rubber meets the road, as they say. But from a BC Lions perspective, they stole the thunder of it. There's no doubt. Trading up to get the number one overall pick, the best, most pro-ready player. From what I hear, because as you said, you and I, neither one of them watched him play, but he seems that way. We've had him on the show. He's a very engaging guy. Want to put him in front of the media, take him around on all the TV morning shows in Vancouver to get his face out there? Fantastic. The clone of Michael Vick. He says his family likes when I say that about him. And then Nathan Rourke, the Canadian quarterback, who they got in the second round. I see Lauren Smith writing in, who I think was a BC fan, and goes, I'm not convinced that Nathan Rourke will make an impact in the CFL. Maybe, maybe not. He's another guy that we've had on this show. Ohio quarterback. Credit to Clark for getting these guys on the program. But Brandon Bridge virtually didn't do a lot. He's in the CFL 5-6 years. He's a huge name. He didn't do a ton.
Right.
He'll be remembered by CFL fans forever. And he is in the record book right now as the last Canadian to start a game in the CFL quarterback.
Yep.
It had been 20 years before that. So now Nathan Rourke is going to be in the news forever. When's he going to get his shot? Once he gets his shot, what's he going to do with it? Can Mike Riley start all 18 games? He hasn't. What quarterback does?
Well, and he's in a situation to succeed, much like Andrew Buckley was in Calgary. Buckley was behind Bo Levi Mitchell, right? A really good established quarterback, a chance to learn. You get your chance in short yardage. Rourke's an athletic guy. He'll do some short yardage, I'm sure, for the BC Lions. And you get to soak that up. Where is Mike Riley in the arc of his career? We don't really know how much time Mike Riley has left, but if there's a guy with, Rick Campbell and Mike Riley and, all the talent out in BC to learn from, there might not be a better spot for a Canadian quarterback to grow and learn the game. And by the time Mike Riley's done, he might be ready just to step in and take over and be the next Canadian guy. But there's no need to rush him out there. He's not in a situation where somebody's trying to rush him on the field because you need a quarterback. And that's a good spot for Nathan Rourke.
Colin in Ottawa says Ed Hervey knows he's in trouble if BC doesn't make the playoffs next season. Had to bolster that defense and pray that the O-line gets it together. For sure, Colin. You don't have to have worked in sports to see or understand the GMs. They'll line a few people up in front of them to take the bullet, but eventually they're the last one left to take a bullet. And he's fired now, what? Well, one coach for sure. Yeah, the target is on Ed Hervey. But to be honest with you, the target's on every general manager and every coach. It's win now, all the time. Ed Hervey knows he needs to win. Guess what? Jeremy O'Day knows he needs to win. Kyle Walters knows he needs to win, and he's the defending champion.
Yeah.
There's no room for error anymore. There just isn't. Murph said it. Even with the fact that their hands were somewhat cuffed with the way that they couldn't interview personality prospects one-on-one or measure them the way they'd like, nobody's going to give these guys a pass if they had a bad draft because of the pandemic. So, and by the way, the Argos, which I'm going to read coming up on the sports update, who they got. The kid that Craig Smith predicted would be the number one, the receiver whose brother plays for the Raptors. There's Murph for you. A little sizzle and substance.
Oh, yeah.
A little cross promotion there. Two brothers. One plays for the Raptors. One plays for the Argos. Second overall pick. Canadian wide receiver. Dejan is the name. Great pick there. By the I bet you the Argos are real happy, too.
They have
Everybody's
to be.
Happy.
You said it. Everybody's happy, right? It's a good spot to be in the day after the draft.
Oh, and Louis Lawner writes in and says, this is the time for Mike Riley to teach the position to the younger quarterback. Which, of what I know of Mike Riley, he probably will. Or are you going to pull on Aaron Rodgers and pout, not do any interviews? Nobody's thinking Nathan Rourke is the heir apparent to Mike Riley. I get that. But is he going to be the guy that mentors the young guys? Darian Durant was never that guy. Right? So, lots to talk about today. John Frenzy joins us next. On the way, Tony Washington of the Alouettes, Nolan McMillan of the Red Blacks, and Gord Randall of Crown Countdown U Television from TSN, and a sports update. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstore. You're watching The Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Just ahead of John Frenzy, the perennial winner of the Rockstar of the Day for our Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. Sports update, Matlin Riley of the Saskatchewan Huskies was the first Canada West player taken in the CFL draft Thursday night as the Rough Riders took the offensive lineman seventh overall. Riley was one of five Huskies taken on the night as Saskatchewan led the Canada West charge in terms of draftees. Along with Riley, Regina Ram Theron Churchill was the other Canada West product selected in the first round. The O-lineman was the fourth Ram taken in the first round, first since 2008. Where did he go? Montreal, didn't he?
Yeah.
It's not in the story. East Carolina linebacker Jordan Williams went number one overall to the BC Lions, who traded up to get the pick. The Vancouver Canucks have signed flashy left winger Nils Höglander to a three-year entry-level deal. The 19-year-old had 16 points in 41 games last season, playing against men in the Swedish Hockey League. This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. Their kitchen's open and awaiting your order. Call 761-2777 for their hours or visit their Facebook page for their menu. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Talking about what the Riders did in the draft, two O-linemen last night, one wide receiver, one linebacker, one D-lineman, one DB, one running back. Rider fan Mike Lennox writes in and says, would have been a good day to have a Rider rep on, O'Day, etc., to talk about it. It's not a Rider show, bro. It's a CFL show, and the comments are going wild. Clark's telling me there's stuff we don't even see that's going on. Fans snipping back and forth and talking about the draft.
Yeah.
You know they want the coverage, and we're giving it to them.
Well, I don't know who had the comment early in the show that this is the bunker cesspool on the second floor. No. The comment section is a cesspool. You keep that to yourselves. This is not a cesspool.
No, keep it to yourself. All right, let's go out on the phone now on the hotline. We got John Frenzy, Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster. How are you, Frenzy?
I'm doing great, Rod. Glad to see you about an hour ago there. It was good seeing you.
It was good seeing you. And by the way, go to my Instagram or Facebook stories. You'll see me. I didn't pick John up. He just asked me to come to his house. He had a colorful outfit on today, a train conductor's hat, and his pajamas. And I said, how does your wife let you go out of the house like that? And he said, she's not here. Clearly. John, why do you like doing that so much?
It's just fun. I don't know. It's just fun. You keep me going. I got to have a different kind of dress each week. And I've done pretty good. You got to admit, I've done pretty well.
John, of course, but I got to say this. Last night, we did this Recovery Hour show here, and one of our cameramen said he saw you walking around South Regina last night without your shirt on, and I had no problem believing it, but can you at least confirm that that was the truth? What happened last night?
I took a nap and walked down the street here, just here, with my dog, in our little area here, so he's exaggerating a bit.
Well, I heard he said that there was somebody on a bike beside you.
Oh, no, he's wrong. The guy was going by me in a car. One of my buddies in the car talking to me, whistling at me, and his wife was whistling at me, too. Then they got in a fight.
Oh, I bet, because she was whistling.
Yeah.
I've seen Lynch shirtless, and it's something to behold, by the way. It's better than you'd think.
Wow.
So John Lynch was walking shirtless in South Regina last night amid 27 degrees Celsius.
John, the girls call that a sneaky, sexy body, okay? Sneaky, sexy. That's the term.
He doesn't know what to say to that. Frenzy, your thoughts on the CFL draft last night?
Well, I thought it was a pretty good draft. Really, overall, I wasn't expecting much. You know, so many guys have signed with the NFL. I thought it was a pretty good draft. Some pretty caliber, high caliber guys out there that were drafted, I thought. So I thought they came through pretty good, better than I thought they would. I like the guy we got. Very happy the Riders there, Riley Matlin from Melfort, the home of Kenny Singer and Gary Fitz. This guy can play either guard, right or left, and center, 6'4", 325 pounds. They like him, smart guy, engineer at the University of Saskatchewan, and I like him. He's got speed, too. He's tough. I think that was a good catch by us. I also thought the BC Lions picking up Jordan Williams there from University of Southern California there. Not Southern Carolina. He's
South
a
Carolina,
hell of a,
yep.
A middle linebacker, and I think that's a great catch for the BC Lions. And he's a Canadian, a fluky Canadian. His mother was here for 5 months after he was born, so therefore he's a Canadian, right?
That's what they say. What about the Canadian quarterback to the BC Lions, Nathan Rourke? John, you've studied all these guys. You've probably seen his games. Do you think the guy can have an effect in the CFL?
Oh, yeah, he's good. He throws that ball really well, runs well. Good arm on him, tall guy. Looks like he knows what he's doing. I mean, you've heard all this said before. But I think he's probably the best prospect we had. Well, in a long time. I'm still expecting, I thought Connor would do better in Toronto. He hasn't even played even at all. He's a third-string quarterback on that team. But I think this kid could be a real, genuine, possible backup, maybe a starter in 3 years. They got to give these Canadian kids a chance somewhere down the line, don't they?
Well, I think so. And they've made this Canadian quarterback count towards the ratio, so it sounds to me like they're trying. Darren?
Yeah, I think so, too. When you look at, you know, the Riders getting, you know, Matlin Riley's and O-line and all those Saskatchewan Huskies, John, we haven't seen that in a little while. Are you, you know, what does that make you feel when the province now is starting to produce so many drafted players, much like it was back in the 90s when the Huskies were so prominent? That's got to make you feel pretty good being from here.
What a coach he is. I mean, I said it again, I think within some time in the future, he will be coaching the Rough Riders.
Yeah, I would agree. Probably will be after Craig Dickinson wins a Grey Cup here. But, yeah, well, I think we'd all be in favor of that Regina guy, Scott Flory. Frenzy, what did you think about TSN's draft production last night? Just the whole, how it looked on TSN?
Actually pretty good, but I wasn't that enthused with my defensive back there in the left-hand corner, though. He can't talk very well, you know that? You know what I mean?
Davis Sanchez.
For an announcer, he can't talk very well. Overall, I thought it was pretty good. They had some stalls at times where Naylor was just standing there, just sitting there. They're waiting for him to talk. They seem to be not coordinating things too well there, but overall, not too bad. I thought the action shots of the players was great. Didn't you guys? They had some real good
I thought they did a pretty good job. I mean, you're sitting here broadcasting remotely like they were. I thought they did No worse than ESPN in their draft coverage. Right. And obviously, what compared to what ESPN did for the NFL draft, was it that different?
No, pretty close. But did you know the NFL had 55 million viewers?
Well, that doesn't surprise me. And I had a lot of people say to me, why am I hearing so much about the NFL draft this year? I said, because you're not hearing about anything else. That's why. There's nothing else going on. That was it was a boon for the NFL that way, John. And I bet you the ratings would probably be pretty good for TSN last night.
I think they would have been, yeah. Overall, not bad. Pretty good. I thought Farhan did a good job. Farhan Lousy, your old buddy there?
Yeah.
Good guy.
He's a great guy. Paul Totsky writes in. He's an Argos fan. He says, I thought the guys on TSN seemed a little down last night. It's a tough time for the league. Paul, that's a very perceptive comment. And now that you say that, I would agree. John, what do you think about that comment?
Yeah, they weren't far about it. If they had Burris there, it would have been different, eh? Henry would have had to put a lot of life into it. But they're down about the league. I mean, the league's in a tough situation. It's an ugly situation right now. It may be done. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable to talk around town that, hey, the league could be finished. If they don't do something this year, it could be finished. And the guys are start to cry like me and say, well, Johnny, what about our stadium? It's only 4 years old. I said, I know it. You're talking to the right guy. I hope, and I told you last week, I think somebody will do something real big to get everything turned around so those Canadian, those Americans can come over the border and we can start practicing on the 1st of July and not miss too much time there. We're supposed to come to camp this week, eh? If things are all right, if it was normal.
May 17th, I believe, was supposed to be the start, so a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah.
May 17th, okay. Okay. Yeah. But I hope that we can get something done. I don't know about Trudeau. He's a real stick handler. I think he's a pretty good hockey player, wasn't he?
Yeah, great stick handler. I got it. Ha, ha, ha. That's one of Lynch's old jokes.
I don't know if he's going to help us much or not. I mean, it's a big thing. It's a great league. It's been around for a long time. It unifies the country. It's an important thing for us.
Okay.
It's not like the National Hockey League. It's just the only Canadian league we have.
You're jumping ahead. Hang on, Frenzy. One of our viewers, Landon, writes in. He says, can't wait till Lynch is back in the bunker. It'll be a great reunion. Thank God for the phone and interviews. Rick Haglin writes in with a heart. Love, Frenzy, Lynch. So your posse's out, the Lynch mob. They're loving you today, John. So let's go to your take on why or why not the CFL should receive federal aid from Ottawa if amid COVID-19.
Well, because it's so important for Canada. It's the only thing that unifies Canada. I mean, you've been across Canada, and people start talking about Rough Riders, and you know what happened with Rough Riders playing in the cities across Canada. They fill the park. That just shows you what Canada gets from the CFL. It's the only league we're really unified. We all talk about it in the heart of the season. It's just a thing that they've got to grab a hold of and make sure it happens, and will happen. I mean, we had Brad Wall and Pat Fiacco realize that when they put that stadium up. Now we got to keep filling it. That's the fourth year, guys. We want to see it filled. Great cups this year. Aren't you wondering what happens if we start the league in September? And 10 weeks later, it's a Grey Cup. Do you buy that one? Oh, I don't know. And, you know, I think a lot of tickets have been sold. We got a great team of the Riders. Won it here the last time I was here. Want to do that again.
Got people writing in that there's a delay between the video and the audio, and I've probably seen 30 messages on it. We're on it, guys. Just close your eyes and listen. We're doing a phone interview as it is. Just enjoy the program. There's not much that we can do about it. And trust me, the guys know. Frenzy, one thing that I'm surprised about is the amount of CFL and Rider fans that are against $150 million to the CFL. That part surprised me. I get the people that don't like the CFL being against it, but there's CFL fans that are against it. Have you heard that?
I sure have. I've got some pretty close to me, too. I don't understand. Yeah, but you talk to a lot of those people. I know. They can be saying, well, what the hell? Why should they get that money? Why should they get that money? They like to be negative. You know this. We've talked about some fans in Canada. They like to be negative. I'm surprised about it, too, though, quite honestly, because what it would be, what, $150,000 and $25,000 to $25 million to each team. Yeah, we need it. We need it. And I'm surprised that I like that, too. Well, guys in Canada, in a lot of ways, they just got to be negative about something. You know, when we get a good phone-in show going and things are going good, there's always three or four guys that phone in and say the lights were dim at the park or something, or some of the girls were going along, but their dresses were too short. A bunch of the damnedest things you ever heard of, you know? And you and I laugh at that. We said, and I'll say to you again, I'd like to see those people, what they look like in real life. I bet they're probably fat buggers and nothing else to do, you know?
No, trust me. I did a show on it last night. Some people aren't happy unless they're not happy. And it just, stop calling me. Get out of my face. I just don't want to talk to you because I'm a positive person. Don't bring me down. And you're the same. John, that's why we get along so well. Now, we covered the draft. We covered federal aid. There was a third thing you wanted to talk about. Do you remember what that is?
I must have forgotten. Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
It mustn't have been that important. The Riders taking the Granville on the last choice was a good choice, I think.
Yes.
He's going to go to the Cowboys. They say that what Herbie's done to him is they go to the Cowboys, have a great year, then come to the Canadian Football League. But because he'll be in the backup, eh? And if he has a real good year, then he'll enhance his wealth and becomes the Canadian League. But he's a good football player. He would have been great for the league, that's for sure.
Well, he's been a Rider for less than 24 hours. We'll see how it goes. Main thing is getting these guys on the field. Frenzy, thanks for this. This has been awesome. Let's chat over the weekend.
I'm looking forward to getting back in there. When am I coming back down there?
Darren?
We're going to ask Premier Mo. So once he gets back to us, John, then we'll get back to you, and we'll figure it out as we reopen the province and reopen the bunker.
Okay. Sounds good.
Be well.
Bye-bye.
John Frenzy, Hall of Fame Rider broadcaster, joining us this morning in his usual Friday morning spot. Everybody loves John Frenzy. Be watching for him walking around the streets of South Regina, shirtless, now that spring has sprung. Interesting. You know, talking with Bill Chow, the president of the SJHL, on the program yesterday, I said, what is it going to take? Who are you listening to? Where are you taking direction from? It's the premier and the top health officials and Hockey Canada. So there's a lot of pressure on those guys.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of pressure on them. To be honest, I don't think Scott Moe's paycheck matches the pressure that's on him. He's getting far underpaid. Some of these other guys, commissioners, different story.
It's a lot of pressure.
Politicians, it's not the most well-paying job in the world.
No, it's a lot of pressure because you want to open the province up, and we're doing okay here. You know, in Saskatchewan, we've been distancing and everything else, but other places haven't. And we open, but they can't, and you get some backlash, or, you know, you get people going in and out of the borders, and then it causes problems. It's the same thing. I mean, we've been okay. We've been able to stick to our circles, but you've got to be careful not to open too soon and take that backlash. It's a high-pressure thing.
Yeah. This is unbelievable, by the way. Michael Gregory's watching in New Orleans, Louisiana. He says, I just saw the video of Lynch in his pajamas. Hilarious. That was on, again, my Facebook story and my Instagram story. So follow me at Rod Peterson Official, and you'll see we do it every Friday morning, and it's viewers are going up on Fridays.
Oh yeah, and we have we got our mention of the women in Frenzy's thing. The girls
everybody's
in the short skirts.
Yeah. But what's amazing is that's a guy in New Orleans saying that. Steve Desio's in Pennsylvania. He writes it and says, "There's always the negative Nancys. I'm with you guys. Be positive." And it's like, I don't mind that you want to run around like your hair's on fire. There's a lot of those people around here. My point is, stay the hell away from me. I just don't want to hear your crap. And maybe you don't want to hear mine. People don't like my positivity. My wife does. My family does. But not everybody does. They just, trust me, working in the recovery field, some people just aren't happy unless they're unhappy. And it's like, stop calling me. Stop asking for meetings because you're never going to be happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't truly want to make a change. The sad thing is for Lynch, because I got people writing me, J-Rod being one. You know, J-Rod texts me all the time. He's like, there's got to be football. What's Shepard going to do? What's Lynch going to do? Like, what are they going to do? I don't worry as much about that. In my other role, when I leave here, I'm trying to convince people not to kill themselves. For real. I'm not as worried about CFL football. I get that it's important to the old boys club. I get it's been their whole life. It's not my whole life. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And here's one. Daryl, before we break and bring on Gord Randall. I'm not going to give his last name. He says, hey, Rod, this is Prairie Mobile Text Line. Can you call me? I have a fantastic idea to help the CFL survive this pandemic without asking the federal government for a $150 million handout. Daryl, I'm not calling you. No. Email the commissioner. email the president of the Riders, Craig Reynolds. I'm not wasting my time on a plan that maybe is the best plan ever. They don't care about our plans.
Our opinions. Our
they don't care. I'm not calling you. So I appreciate the invite, but I'm not calling you. Call the elected officials. How's that?
That's good.
That make all the big dough.
Or text us your plan.
We'll be back. We'll be back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand-dry and inspect every vehicle for a top-quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Oh, yeah. He's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody, on a Football Friday. Just ahead of Gord Randall, I love this, that Jason in Red Deer's watching writes in with a link to the story from the Nova Scotia Buzz with a Halifax Stadium update. Like we didn't know about it. Go read the article, Jason. All the quotes came from this show. Gary Drummond on Wednesday. It's taken 2 days to hit the Halifax media, what Gary Drummond said on this show, because Gary doesn't normally do interviews, so we're very lucky to get him. But you don't need to send us the link. We were there. All right. Let's go to video chat now. Gord Randall joins us from Crown Countdown U, University Football Television Show from TSN, football coach in BC. How you doing, Gord?
Doing well. It's great to be on with the headliner of the program this time. I think I just got Darren last time. So,
yeah, right.
Thanks, Gord.
Great to make your acquaintance as well, Gord. I appreciate it. I believe I was in Texas the last time that you were on. So, hey, Did you love the CFL draft as much as we did last night?
Well, I loved it for the football fix, and I got to be honest, I was glued to the NFL draft the weekend before as well. It's just a nice break from the monotony of no live sports right now, as I'm sure everybody's feeling the same thing. And, you know, I will say I think people are being a little hard on the guys running the TSN broadcast. I mean, these guys are in three different time zones, all doing it from their own living rooms. It's not easy doing that, and it's not easy managing a broadcast like that from a production perspective either. So, you know, I thought they did a pretty good job, all things considered, in bringing us a product that we were so desperately yearning to see. So,
have you in your mind picked a draft winner yet? Just for pure sizzle, I'm saying the BC Lions. What do you think?
Well, as you guys know, I'm out here on the West Coast and grew up a Lions fan. And I would agree with you guys in terms of making a splash. And in a market where they need to make a splash, I thought the BC Lions did a fantastic job. You grab the headlines trading up for the first overall pick. You grab Jordan Williams, who's probably going to be the guy best positioned to make an impact immediately out of this draft class. And you guys mentioned it earlier. He's 27. They better hope so. But the measurables on Jordan Williams, he reminds me of that classic potential CFL, like slips through the NFL cracks because he's a couple inches too short. But if you look at the athleticism, the measurables, 4.48, they had him timed in the 40-yard dash. This is a guy that can be a legitimate sideline-to-sideline guy, and he should have the athleticism to cover from that second level in the CFL as well. He could be an immediate impact guy. And then Nathan Rourke, on our program, we've covered Nathan Rourke just about ad nauseum. A very high ceiling on him. He's going to have to develop as a thrower. That's been the knock on him is on the ground. In talking to some members of the Lions front office, the first thing they mentioned about him is the athleticism. And one of the comments that I got from them is, if he had been an American down at Ohio doing exactly what he was doing, he would have been on our neg list and we would have been trying to bring him into training camp anyway. The fact that he has a passport is a nice little bonus. And so that's why they saw fit to see him as to take him as high as he did. For a winner overall, for me, actually, and you guys are going to hate this as much as I do, I thought the Calgary Stampeders did a fantastic job with their top three picks. Isaac Ademi-Berglund, this guy's got some juice, guys. He sacked Joe Burrow multiple times when they played LSU this year. And if you watch, three of the members of LSU's starting offensive line got drafted in the NFL draft last weekend. There's some serious talent there. And I think in Isaac's career against the SEC, he had at least one sack in all three games where he played against an SEC opponent. That is some serious pass rushing juice. I'm really, really high on Isaac Ademi-Berglund. They take him at third overall. And then the two receivers they take are both guys that we know well out here on the West Coast in Travell Pinto, who I would say would have been in the conversation to be the first receiver drafted in this draft had he not flunked that drug test last year. Travell Pinto, a fantastic athlete, a smaller skitterbug type of guy. They take him in the second. And then they get Rice and John, the 6'6 and change, a big target out of SFU in the third round. And Ryzen's a guy, he's got an NFL camp or an NFL contract right now. I'm not sure how long he lasts down there. They're going to ask him to move to tight end. And I just don't know how great that fit is for Ryzen. Should they see him in the next year or so, which I am of the opinion I think they will. I think the waggle helps him out a lot. And then you have this tower going down the field that I think can be a real impact guy. So I thought Calgary did a fantastic job. And like I said, I hate to say that.
Oh, Gord, you're nailing it. And by the way, the Calgary fans are writing in, woohoo, popping champagne corks. They agree. But that is an absolutely outstanding recap, by the way. I appreciate that. And Brian Warishin's watching from the, obviously, your buddy from the BC Lions Den podcast. And he says, what are we getting in Nathan Rourke? You already covered that. So let me ask you from the East Division. Can we break it down to the East Division? Who do you think won out there in terms of what went on last night?
I thought Montreal had an interesting draft in that, you know, they didn't have a first round pick and they took two of their top three picks. They take Carter O'Donnell. You know, they take guys that have the potential to be high impact guys. They also take Marc-Antoine Dubois, guys that have very, very high ceilings. So that's a draft that could either be a boom or bust for the Alouettes. And they could, in 5 years' time, we could be looking back at this as a fantastic draft for the Montreal Alouettes, where they got fantastic value despite not having a first round pick. That being said, I think Carter O'Donnell, on the other hand, is going to be in the NFL for the foreseeable future. Marc-Antoine Dubois could stick down there too, but he's also had some injury issues as well. So there's definitely a lot of bust potential there from a CFL perspective too. I thought Hamilton did a really good job. And I mean, Darren, you've watched U Sports closely. Stavros Katsitonis in the fourth round to Hamilton is going to be one of the steals of this draft. That guy is an absolute stud, and he's another guy that had that drug test last year following him around. I thought that Hamilton, for that pick, amongst others, but I thought that that was a steal of a pick in the fourth.
Yeah, really good. I'm with you on that for sure, Gord. Craig Smith's watching, and I know you talked about the Lions, but he talks about the seventh round. He thinks it's a steal with Caden Johnson, the running back from York. That's the guy who was in Saskatchewan, right? With the Huskies first,
The track star went to York. I haven't followed his career since he went to York, but he was a real, real athletic superstar in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, I believe that's the same guy, yes. I mean, at that point in the draft, you're looking at guys that can contribute on special teams right away, and then you figure out where their role is on offense or defense afterwards. But with a guy with that kind of athleticism, there's a guy that can potentially, I would say he's going to provide you some sort of value in some fashion for sure. And then you just got to figure out where that value is going to be. But for a seventh round pick, I thought that was great. And on that note, I might add too, a guy I wanted to talk about a little bit is the seventh round pick the Rough Riders took, which is Jesse Lawson out of Carleton. I thought the Roughies had a pretty good draft too. In fact, I thought that all five of the Western teams had a pretty good night at the draft table. But to get Jesse Lawson in the seventh round is a pretty good value for a guy that is fairly football inexperienced and a big physical body. He grew up out here in Surrey, BC. Went to the high school that I coach at now, actually, before they had a football program. So he grew up playing community football, had only played about 2 or 3 years before he ended up getting to Carleton, basically on the weight of his massive frame. And he's still a guy who's learning the game. So he'll be a couple years of project, but that's a guy that you could potentially see some ROI on as well. And then, an eighth round pick on Neville Gallimore, I don't think you're ever going to see him, but that's the point in the draft where you might as well put your name on a guy just in case, a Hail Mary, to use a football term. And so I like what they did there as well.
Wow, you're reminding me of Anthony Calvillo when we did an event together and he nailed everything in his speech. I had no questions to ask him afterwards. He had everything covered. I was just going to ask you about Gallimore. So I'll move to this last question then from Colin in Ottawa. And I don't know how to say the name. I'm not familiar with all the prospects. Kettle Essay. Mm-hmm. He says, why did he drop so much? He was taken in the last round, projected to be in the first round.
You know, that's one of the questions that all the U Sports followers are asking today, because Ase was a guy, I believe he went down to the Shrine Game in the States, pretty high profile guy, coming out of an offensive line factory like Laval, has all the measurables. Everyone thought that he would be one of the top offensive line guys in this class. To give you guys my answer, I don't know for sure. The only rumbling I can throw out there is that I heard that his lack of English language skills was a factor in this. I don't know from a football perspective if there was other things on top of that and what caused the fall. But for him to fall all the way to the, I can't remember whether it was the seventh or eighth round, but as late as he did, certainly qualifies as a surprise if he's able to pick up playbooks. And it's important to remember, despite Laval being a French language school, Glenn Constantine runs that football program in English. So I don't know how valid that language excuse is, but that is the one thing that I heard in trying to dig for some answers last night that may help explain that fall. Otherwise, I don't have a lot for you.
It's all good. Gord, this has been amazing. Anything else before we let you go?
One other thing I would say I have to correct, otherwise Jim's going to have an aneurysm. We're now crowned Gridiron Nation. So KGN right. On TSN, that's where you can hit us up on socials. Crown Countdown U is dearly departed. But check out our show. We will be doing our own draft recap that should go up on our socials in the next couple days or so. And then likely you won't hear from us again until the fall when college season, fingers crossed, hopefully gets started again. So.
Well, here's one for you, Gord. The boys had it right on the graphics. I screwed it up because it's branding. It's what was in my head. Crown Countdown, you. Yep. So you get it. Gord, this is awesome, man. Hope to see you in the fall.
Thanks, guys. I'm happy to be on anytime.
All right, Gord Randall joining us, football coach out in BC and from TSN's University Football Show. How's that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So I this is what I love about what we're doing here today is we got the CFL fans and the Canada West fans, and for one time out of the year, boop, they come together.
Yeah.
So our numbers have been staying very strong in terms of viewership this morning because it covers two leagues and everybody's excited and it's a great time. I mean, the interesting part about all this is how soon before it goes off a cliff.
I know.
Because the football guys, the football media guys have been saying, as soon as the drafts are over, there will be nothing to talk about for a long time. And is that going to be the fact? I don't know. That part, you talk about being positive, being negative. That's just reality.
Yeah.
We don't know. So we'll see for how long this goes.
Yeah, we will. And it's exciting because we're supposed to be entering that time just before camp. So this is your last chance to get away if you're covering the team, go on a vacation, do what you got to do. Because, you know, we're 2-3 weeks away from starting this, you know, starting camp. Well, that's not happening on time. So once that hits, then it's going to be kind of a, well, what's happening? Who's coming in? Who's not? Are they working out? Are they starting to open things up? And, hopefully there will be news on a regular basis to satisfy a little bit of that fix.
Well, for sure. I don't see any reason why we're going to not have things to talk about on this program on a daily basis. I mean, there's just things always coming up. This could end on a dime. It could stretch for another year. Who knows? But people are talking.
Oh, yeah.
There's always stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I want to mention this just kind of fun. I wrote this down. I'm not sure what they're calling it tonight on TSN, what the official name of it is. Maybe you guys know. But they're airing on their Friday Night Football doubleheader, the 09 and 10 Grey Cups. So it's like, what is it? Kick Rider fans?
In the nuts
night? In the nuts night? Is it Alouettes night? And if that's the case, why couldn't you show the 02 Grey Cup? You know, or some of these other ones? But that's tonight. So Rick Moffitt, the former voice of the Alouettes. I know you guys saw this trolling me on Twitter this morning saying, hey, who wants to have a socially distancing Grey Cup party tonight? At Rod Peterson. You saw what I wrote him back. Too soon.
Too funny.
It's only been a decade. It's too soon. From our social media guru, Todder writes, Rick Moffitt, morning Montreal troll. Rick Moffitt. Will I be watching tonight? I don't get much of a bang out of the replayed games.
Even if especially the Riders won?
Yeah, especially if they lost. Steven and Prince Albert writes and says, viewership of TSN in Saskatchewan will be 0%. Who the hell wants to watch that again?
No.
Now that I think about it.
Nobody.
What are you calling it? Like they've had Ricky Ray night. What are the nights they've had?
Argos.
Nights. Yeah. They had the stadium nights. And I really appreciate what they're doing, by the way. As the mayor of Toronto, John Tory, said, the CFL needs to get creative. I'm not sure that they've got that creative, but TSN's got creative with their coverage of what they're doing for the CFL.
Subtle shots, though, to the powerhouses, right? They had that, was it the one night where they had the Stampeders kind of kicked in the nuts there, back-to-back? Now they're doing it to the Riders.
I know!
Maybe they say it's Ricky Ray night, or they say it's Alouettes night, but actually they're just in the Stamps, getting the Riders.
This is funny. From Jeff, the Stamps fan. Stamps fans had to suffer through the 2012-2017 Grey Cups a few weeks ago. Why shouldn't you?
See?
Michael in New Orleans, I'm with you there, Rod. I can't get pumped about old games. Can't do it. Some can. Didn't we run a poll and the majority of people by a slim margin did enjoy the classic games? I don't. Tyler Dacu says that comment was not his. He's not that witty. Who wrote that? You did. Clark did. Okay. I never know what's going on around here. I'm the last one to know what's going on. Nelson. Here's what they're calling it tonight on TSN. It's Rider Nation PTSD night.
We noticed in Saskatchewan, you're opening the province back up and you guys are starting to feel good again.
Actually, this is what I was thinking. They're saving the best for last.
Oh, yeah.
The 07 and 13 Grey Cups, they're saving the best for last. And they'll call it Watermelon Night or, you know, Rider Pride Night. Or, hey, Elation and Rider Nation. Paul, watching from Toronto, you could be an Argo fan and suffer every week. I'm loving all these CFL fans that are joining us on the program mostly every day. It's been fun. So we got a break for hour one. Coming up in hour two, Tony Washington of the Alouettes, Nolan McMillan of the Red Blacks, and more of this fun and frivolity. It's a little thing we call Football Friday. The Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years and it's been a great experience.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.